for MMA UK, joined to my right by Kier Harvey, in new surroundings. How you doing, Kier?
Yeah, fine. How are you?
I'm very well. So obviously we're sitting down tonight to chat about your upcoming fight in March against Ian Postlethwaite. Before we obviously talk about the fight, we are in different surroundings. We're at a higher level at the moment, so you've made a big change.
Yeah.
Moved from headhunters to higher level. So just tell us a wee bit about what made you change gyms.
Just kind of, just for I think just for the rest of my future and Mark's future, we're just headhunters. Obviously, I was there a long time, and I obviously loved being out of that gym. It's close to my home, whatever. But it never had the consistent guys in. You know, I had my grappling coach Roddy. He dropped down to less time coaching. It just things weren't clicking, and it was a struggle getting good training leading up to my pro debut. That's why we were going out more often. And then we just decided we'd see what other places are like. We'd been at the Hit Squad, and we thought, you know, we'll come through here and we'll see what it's like. I came through, and then my eyes were just kind of opened. I was like, it's just a different standard. And the grappling, especially, I was getting severely out-grappled to start off with, and so many purple belts and whatnot. And then, so we just kind of made the decision.
Yeah.
And so that's us, I'd say, pretty much officially.
Yeah. Yeah, I
with
mean,
this team here full time now.
Yeah, so obviously you've got settling in period, and that is, I suppose, an important thing. You're talking about the grappling, so that was a bit of an eye opener coming in, and then guys are sort of you're getting submitted and tapped, and maybe showing areas that you need to work on. Is
just
it?
Just all the guys in as well. You can come in, and there's 20 guys on the mat. There's four or five pro guys. There's however many amateur. You know, there's a lot of same in headhunters. It'd be me and Mark.
Yeah.
Maybe some beginners, and even if we did have guys in, it was guys that were nice, whatever, but that we could really just get the better of. If me and Mark decided we ought to just, you know, it was hard to really, especially Mark, because Mark could get the better of me and give me good work, but then I couldn't always, you know, you need to be getting beat in training.
Aye.
To push yourself, you need to be getting beat, and that's, and I'm getting beat here, and that's why I'm happy with the move.
Yeah, and obviously then you're going to be going through your first camp here, leading up to the fight against Ian Postlethwaite. Second pro fight, you're fighting on home soil this time. Last time you went down to England and made a successful pro debut. So you're looking forward to the fight, and obviously, how much do you know about Ian as well?
I know, obviously, a good bit about Ian, and yeah, it's funny because you see a lot of this stuff, like people are saying, like, "Whoa, what a matchup, great matchup, whatever." I never even thought too much. He wasn't even my original opponent. I was supposed to be fighting a boy from Ireland, and I'm not quite sure what happened with that. And then they came, and they were like, "Look, Ian really wants on the card. He's willing to move up." And we were just like, perfect. It was just the fight offer came, and I'm trying to keep nice and active, especially now even with the new team that came across. And we were just like, yeah, I never even thought too much about it.
Yeah. So 2019, then obviously you've made that leap to pro. How many fights would you like to try and get in this year? Obviously remaining injury free. What's sort of in your head the plan for the year? How many times would you like to compete?
Just as we'll see, because you know, things like that have changed too, because it now has to go through James, and you know, there's a lot more of a kind of structure control with that. He's, you know, he's got his guys going exactly where he wants them to go, whereas you know, kind of head on, there wasn't as much of that. We're just, you know, jumping in, you try and get a fight. So a lot of that depends on James too.
Yeah.
But I've got this fight March 9th. I've got another fight already lined up. I'm on made for the cage April 6th.
Perfect.
I'm trying to make a quick turnaround there. It's 4 weeks. So that's okay. And then we'll just see what's after that. I'm away on holiday in June. So if I can maybe squeeze one in before I go, or maybe just get one right after, we'll see.
Yeah.
Obviously, it just depends how the training goes, how I feel, even the likes of like how weight cuts and stuff go. So just that, it'll depend. Just rolling with the punches now.
Something else we quickly spoke about off camera, so with regards to the on top card, user a pro fight on the card. I'm presuming you're hoping you're quite placed high in that card.
That's our main event.
There you go.
Main event, my first Scottish show.
There you go.
That's what I'm gunning for.
Mr. Lake, you've heard it here. The Hunger's looking for a main event.
Everyone's saying how great of a matchup it is, so let's stick it on the main event then.
Absolutely, why not?
Watch me shine.
And just before we let you go as well, Chip, coming over to the new gym as well, is there a bit of an excitement about you leading up to the first fight? You've got your partners and all that. Is it sort of reinvigorating you as
there's
well?
There's an excitement too, but it's a different kind of pressure too. You know, you want to show that you know you belong, that you are, you know, the level you know you can be. And it's weird, like, even as of recent, you still get, you know, some of the butterflies coming at the gym and whatnot, just because it's a new surrounding, but I just think I'm really going to flourish here, so yeah. I'm really excited about my future. Anytime, I think with this team and under James, there's only good things to come, I think.
Perfect. Well, like we said, you're fighting March on top. Mm-hmm. Best of luck on the card and on the night.
Thank you very much.
Thanks,
man.
Very much, Keir, as always, mate.